Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.
Welcome to another episode of the Making It Last podcast, where we continue a two-part conversation looking at what are some of the techniques that can be used to manage family conflicts. Do enjoy.
Mirroring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes a person is hears someone say something, wife, husband, parent, father, child, whosoever, and he or she is not in the reactive mode. Mm-hmm. Remember now, is not in the reactive mode, therefore he or she is not looking for negative conflict. So what he or she will do sometimes when he hears something that does not resonate with his ideal, his expectation or expectation, a technique that we advocate in psychology is mirroring. It simply means playing back to you what I heard. In other, let's apply that. So, did I hear you to say I'm a wicked man? Instead, I could have said, who are you calling wicked man? If I'm wicked, you're wicked.
Yes.
But instead, I use the mirroring. So I play it back to you. So here you go. You're looking at it. You're hearing it. Now, if you mean to be offensive, you can simply play it back, mister. You heard it right. And now, listen to this, another important technique is what we call taking the higher road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say this here. First of all, let me explain. Higher road does not mean a sense of superiority.
Okay.
You know, well, you know, let me explain that. I wouldn't even qualify that with a response. I don't have any time to waste.
Yes.
Sorry. That is an element of a chip on the shoulder.
Yes.
Of the higher road perspective. That's not what the psychologist is advocating. A higher road means, first of all, I take responsibility for my response. Now, clearly, the other party is out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to look down on him because I don't mean to fester the conflict. So I speak to myself. And in my book, I elucidated this principle of counting 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big technique. You know, we hear about counting 10. Mm-hmm. That's a folk expression. Mm-hmm. But I have interpreted that in my book, the old therapeutic purpose of counting 10. It actually means you pause. Because for you to count 10, you literally have to 1, 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm advocating as a therapist, literally, you need to do it. Because by doing it, you reduce the level of adrenaline and cortisol that is building up in your system to produce a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And by counting 10, you're more likely to build up more endorphin, oxytocin that calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not just merely counting 10. It's a therapeutic principle. So you realize how many of them I've dealt with there already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
before you
complete
your thought, then I have a question for you before you go into another
technique.
So
the point I'm making is that these techniques, they have to be learned. So let's go back now to my anchor text. My people are destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And remember my paraphrasing, many families are destroyed for lack of our knowledge. Now let's go into the classroom, Marie. Let's go back to our farm tree days. Give me one word for the phrase lack of knowledge. Come
ignorance.
On. Now. Girl, so that's a straight A. Ignorance. Mm-hmm. So my people are destroyed, relationships are destroyed as a result of ignorance. Wait. Let's also put that in perspective. I grew up as a boy hearing many adults wearing their badge of honor. Mm-hmm. I'm an ignorant person, you know. I don't want anybody to spark around me. I'm an ignorant person. What they're talking about is their irritability.
Yes.
Ignorance.
Yes.
Ignorance in this case is not talking about irritability.
Yeah. Lack of knowledge.
It is simply talking about this. Don't know better. Let me say this before you come into your question. Over my nearly 40 years of practicing family relational treatment around the world, nearly in 30 countries now, I have found that chronology does not necessarily influence one's knowledge. Because except you reach out to acquire it, it passes you by. And relational skills don't just get up and happen.
Yep, it takes work.
First of all, an awareness has to be created. Oh, well, we're going into another avenue. So you're going to ask me a question.
Okay. You've basically covered, I think, maybe give or take about 3 or 4 techniques. For somebody who will be a bit skeptical, sir, and they will say, that's a lot to process, or it's a lot to even try
to do.
To do.
Yes.
What is your response?
My response is that the longest journey begins with the first step. So here's the first step. What do you desire? What do you want in a relationship? Do you want it to thrive? Do you really want it to work out? Amen. If the answer to that is yes, then you would have begun. Next, face your limitation. Accept the fact that, wow, you know, I'd really love this to work out, but I really need to know. I need to understand. So that's where awareness is concerned. So my answer to the person with the skeptic is, look here, relationship is not a push button experience, and that is why it is failing. You see, we are living in this age where, you know, I just love a woman and I just love a man, I just love a brethren, and I just saw, and we just get that thing going. No. Remember, it is these 300 billion or whatever brain cells up here that are going to make that relationship work or not work. But you have to K-N-O-W. You have to know. So my answer to the person is, look here, stop being hypothetical.
Yes.
Be realistic. A relationship does not work by a push button. It works. It's accomplished by discipline of the mind. First thing, let's come on down. What do I want? How will I get this happen? Too often we put the relationship responsibility on the other party.
Person.
And so, in fact, I'm going to go a little deeper in that light of that question you asked me. Let me make a parallel with the medical care of the BODY. Here we go. Noreen, my listener, I'm going to exaggerate. If our fingernail begins to hurt us and we fear it might cause death, anywhere the fingernails doctor who specializes in the world.
We're going to find a person.
If we're to empty our bank account, because guess what? I don't want to die. That's right. When relationships hurt, we tend to speak it away. And I'm going to quote Dr. Hurl. I listened to her. He said something which was absolutely classic. In the Christian community, when relationships hurt, she said, we are inclined to pop a Jesus pill. And you know, I like the statement she made before. She said, let me declare, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm a good Christian. I'm a pastor's wife. And I believe in prayer. However,
Yes.
popping the Jesus pill. Oh, you know, I don't have to go to any counselor. You know, I don't have to go to that. I just pray about it. Well, I have an answer. Jesus says to tell you. Jesus says to tell you, those who are whole need not a physician. But it is understood that those who are not whole need a physician. Conversely, when the body is physiologically not well, we seek the professional.
Yes.
When the mind is not well, and by the way, I need to quickly save some persons from worry, because some person say, hold on, are you talking about I'm mad? You know, the moment, you know,
Yes.
but the moment we say the mind is not well, is he saying I'm crazy? Wrong. Wrong. I am not a psychiatrist. I'm a psychologist. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony L. Gordon, counseling psychologist and family relational health therapist. I'm delighted to be sharing these precious moments with Noreen Daly, making it last. I am excited about it. We're going to take a break just now to acknowledge our partners, and we'll be right back.
Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.
You can't live your best life without a healthy immune system. Boost your immune system the delicious way with Zappi's organic juices and punches. Made from local produce with zero added sugar, our juices cleanse and revitalize your body as they boost your natural immunity. Try our delicious flavors. Beet It, Berry Bomb, Get Fresh, Ton Up, and Island Splash. Find us on Instagram at Zappy's Organics or call or send a WhatsApp message at 1-876-779-8910 to order today. That's 1-876-779-8910. Zappy's Organic Juices and Punches. Live your best life today.
Photography is an art, but more so, photography must come from the heart. Precious moments, priceless times. Take a pic and know it will turn out fine.
BMC Photography JA, beautiful moments captured.
Let's go.
Lango Language Institute was created to meet your language and communication needs. All of our packages were created just for you. We are passionate about language and dedicated to your success. We offer the CSEC English program, the Study Body program, the Get Ahead with English program, and the Business Communication program. Contact us at 767-285-0938 or email us at landolanguage@gmail.com. Because the real question is, how can we help you?
Making it last is all I care to do. you loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.
Thank you for staying with us. Welcome back to our podcast, Making It Last. We are focusing on managing family conflicts. Look forward to you staying with us. Welcome back. I do not treat mentally unwell persons whose unwellness is as a result of chemical imbalance, chemical mm-hmm. and hormonal imbalance that requires drug and psychotherapy combined. That's a different line. I'm talking about this, and so I go back to the beginning now. I'm talking about somebody like you and me, and I trust our listeners, whose minds are active and sound. When the minds are active and sound, it does not automatically make us well. Wellness comes by our acquisition of knowledge and skills. So that we can enjoy relationships. We can work relationships. We can manage conflicts. And by the way, maybe I'm not suggesting that it's another time, but we actually need to talk about the types of conflicts, you know.
Yes. Because that is something we can talk about at another time.
All right, fine.
Yeah, I am open to that. But are there any other techniques you'd like to share with us before we go this time?
Right. Affirmation.
Okay.
Now, so here's a conflict. You want to start reducing it? Try affirmation. What's that? So he or she is really riled up. And you, who choose to take the high road, that is to say, to manage, by the way, manage, you know, I did this a while ago because the word manage comes from the Latin word manus, which means hand. And to manage yourself, it means you take yourself in hand.
Yes.
You speak to yourself. So by doing this, you look at the other party, and if you want to use the affirmation technique, listen for something good, however small it might be, and affirm it. But I appreciate that. Now, this is while he's kicking, you know. She's kicking. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. That was a good idea. What do you mean? Yeah, sure. I agree with that, and I really appreciate that. In fact, I would have thought the same way too. Really? No. That's one technique. Affirmation. Then another one you might want to think through is encouragement. Now, I want you to notice the upper level in which I move. So affirmation, then encouragement. And encouragement has an appeal to it. But John, what can we... So you see the first one, you affirm, you look for something good. I never thought about it that way. Okay, next, encourage him. Can we? I appreciate that. I really believe we can experience better than this. Now, Naren, I want to let you know, there's a technique I'm coming up with. Now, this is the one that we resort to most. And this is the last one. And this one has to be very, very carefully applied. Because if it fails, you're done.
Okay.
You're ready for it?
Yes, sir.
It's called confrontation.
Okay.
You see, let me demonstrate confrontation. So after you'd have, you know, affirmed him, her, you know, you tried a little encouragement, and if you find that the person is still recalcitrant and obstinate, and you calculate in your mind that maybe he or she needs to see that I'm not a wimp. So you decide to say, bam, bam, let me calculate. Yes, I'm going to confront him. John, and always the technique in confrontation is to call the person name. Never call him you. That's the last thing to do. When you call his name, her name, that's called an arrest. John. But how you call the name, you do not call it John. You compose yourself. John, let me say this to you. No, and you have been speaking. I need to say this. So you begin to take control of the atmosphere, maintain your composure. And this is where there's another technique about how to control your adrenaline rush, because sometimes adrenaline rush can come in. And if you do not know the technique to control it, it can spin out. And in, and your confrontation evokes another confrontation. But that's for another time. So try the techniques. Well, I don't, I've run so many by you, but this last round here is affirmation.
Encouragement.
There's one I missed, and that is challenge. So there are actually four. Let me run it fast.
Okay.
Affirmation. Encouragement. Challenge. And you step it up, if needs be, with the confrontation. But again, these require a lot of elucidation techniques, how you apply each one. So guess what? Relationships don't have to be destroyed. But we need knowledge and skills.
It's an excellent note to end on. Thank you so much for sharing, Dr. Gordon. It was my absolute pleasure.
The feeling is mutual.
Thank you, sir. This was Making It Last podcast, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, with other people. I'm Noreen Daly. Until next time.
Making it last is all I care to do. You loving me, I loving you. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives.